help each other through. And I'm not against medical. You have never heard me preach against medical. Who has ever heard me preach against medical science and doctors and put it down? You will never hear me. Bless God for all the help. But here's the cool thing I see about the gospel. You come to an end. We say God gave us all this stuff, but God's an unlimited resource. There's no limitation to who He is through Jesus Christ in our lives, but yet we put all our faith in this other stuff, but it has its limit. And we say it's all from God, but God's not limited. Look, medical science couldn't help that lady. They tried, and for 5 years she lived this way, and they said she'd be that way forever till she'd pass. But it ain't true. It's not true. Your mind says it's true. Her circumstance says it's true. Every medical reason says it's true. But Christ has become the wisdom of God for us. It's not true. God, we got to get this. Come on. This book is true. And we say, yeah, but, well, yeah, well, then how come? And what about? Ooh, and we're so busy talking ourselves out of it, we never truly step into it, I believe. Look, it might not happen over here. She might still have diarrhea, and I'm still excited because I found Christ is the wisdom of God, and I'm going to get a hold of this, bless God. I'm not going to let the fact that she still has diarrhea close up my Bible and just be a passive Christian. If He says it in His book and I'm believing it's true and He's forgiven me of sin and taken me to heaven, why can't I believe the rest of the book? Let's go after it. Let's stop being talked out of the glory and power of God. We're getting run over like a freight train by the devil, but who can stop God? Forgive me. I feel real excited. God, see, I got a lady in my life that we had the privilege of touching that doesn't have what she had, and man could not do a thing more. But you pray one prayer in Jesus' name. Is right. I've been saying this a lot. You got a situation, there's no hope. It doesn't matter how many TV programs you run. It doesn't matter how much you draw the empathy of the world to that person and generate finances and even billions of dollars. If it's terminal, it's terminal. If there's no hope, there's no hope. You can get the whole world's attention and get everybody's finances. And how are you going to help that person? And where are you going to take them? We're going to take them to Jesus. And we're not going to be fear-hearted, and we're not going to let yesterday determine our zeal, and we're not going to be talked out of it because of religion that says, well, now you got to get in right balance. And Jesus was very out of balance, if that's true. Because everybody that came to Him walked away well. That's pretty tipping the scales. There's not much balance there. It wasn't like half left the same and half got healed. There's no percentages there. Healed. Come on. Think with me. And He's the wisdom of God for us. You got some? I thought you were just worshiping Jesus.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, buts are devils.
Go to Colossians. I do agree with him. They're religious lying spirits that get you to lean on the wisdom of man instead of the wisdom of God. It is just too easy to rationalize ourselves out of the power of God. It takes absolutely no faith to do that. It takes humility and faith to stay in that word and get on your knees and seek God and fast a few meals and go after heaven so heaven can flow through you and help people that need this power. Come on, it's just too easy to sit back and be passive and criticize the gospel and say it's not what it seems. It is what it seems. It is. It's real. Look, we had a lady. She was so torn. She was at this revival service, and I shared it already probably, but I didn't share the details. I got a word for depressions and medicine, and I wanted everybody to come up, and I got up on the bench, and I was passionate. Was anybody at Penn Grove the night that I was ministering over there? And I called the people up with depressions, and then I called all the sickness up, and that all, I just shuttled them all over here, and I said, and I don't usually do this. You people that know me know I don't do this. I said, don't anybody pray for them. I'm praying.